Toxic Friends and Tacos. In the corner, we eat tacos, my wheelchair pushed close against the booth. Crystal crunches noisily. Jordan holds her tostada like the old cat's cradle game, perching it high on her fingers. Lettuce drifts to the wrapper as she looks at me, eyes wide, saying, "We totally all have to go to community college. We're like sisters. That's the plan. Right, Chris?" Crystal swipes guacamole from her chin with my napkin. "Yeah," Crystal says. "You probably come home in December anyway. That school is super hard. My cousin dropped out freshman year." I'm not hungry. My burrito lays dead on my tray. Jordan slowly twirls her tostada again, taking tiny bites from its edge. "Dumb bunnies don't do well there," she sighs, checking to see if her bites are even, perfectly whittling the circle smaller and smaller, closing in until nothing will be left. Less messy than the string game we used to play. "How is D-Hall?" Jordan asks me before sipping her dew. Crystal reaches for her chips and she swats her hand. "Manners, Chris, seriously?" I shrug. "Will you be able to go out tonight?" My mom rarely lets me go out with Jordan and Crystal, even to the movies, especially after another detention for eating in the library. But even Melville is better than lunch alone. "You know, Mom," I say. Crystal snorts, "Bad as mine." Jordan eyes my food. "You're going to eat that?" I shake my head, and Crystal laughs. "You're such a pig, Jay." Then Crystal turns to me, her knees bumping mine below the table, licking the salsa off each finger chip. "Seriously, though, you'll never find friends there as good as us two."